Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. First, a look at this evening's main stories. Almost a week on from a fatal collision that claimed the life of Reverend Sheila Johnson, Gardaí are making a renewed appeal for information. A man in his 50s has been taken to hospital after he was found unresponsive at a house in Annagry yesterday. Police are investigating a suspected hit and run in Dungiven that's claimed the life of a 69-year-old man. And there's been a round of applause from all sides in the Dáil for Catherine Conley. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Kenny Harkin will have all the latest in sport. Almost a week on from a fatal collision that claimed the life of Reverend Sheila Johnson, Gardaí are making a renewed appeal for information. The retired Church of Ireland minister died following the crash outside Glenties on Wednesday afternoon, while her husband, Reverend Canon Stanley Johnson, was hospitalised with non-life-threatening injuries. Garda Sean Sweeney spoke on this morning's 9 till noon show.
We're looking for witnesses. Fatal road traffic collision happened in Kilrain on Wednesday, 29th October. A single vehicle was involved. It occurred on the R262 at Tunney na Gleagan at approximately 3:50 p.m. A woman in her 80s pronounced dead at the scene, and a man in his 80s was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. So our appeal is a witness to the collision. Anybody who's in the road, dashcam footage of travelling the area between 3:30 and 4 p.m. Please make it available to investigating Gardaí in Ballyshannon. You can call them 98-58530. Again, the confidential line, 1800-666-111.
A man in his 50s has been taken to hospital after he was found unresponsive at a house in Loch Nyorn in Annagry yesterday. Gardaí say the man's injuries are serious and that all circumstances are being explored. Inquiries are continuing. Meanwhile, police are investigating a suspected hit and run in Dungiven that has claimed the life of a 69-year-old man. Patrick Flanagan from Derry was seriously injured on the Four Glen Road at around 20:25 on a Sunday morning. He was taken to hospital but later died from his injuries. Officers believe he was struck by a vehicle that failed to stop, and they're appealing to anyone who is in the area, especially drivers with a dash cam footage, to come forward. There's been a round of applause from all sides in the Dáil for Catherine Conley. This afternoon, the House was formally notified that she has been elected president. It's the first time since 1973 that a sitting member of Dáil Éireann has been elected as president of Ireland. Ciarán Comhairle Verona Murphy told the chamber that Catherine Conley's seat in Galway West has now formally been vacated.
The president-elect ceased to be a member of the Dáil on her election, and a vacancy now exists in the constituency of Galway West to be filled in accordance with law. And on behalf of the House, I wish the president-elect every success in her new role as Uachtaráin. Agus Scott Ryan.
A number of cars have been broken into in Donegal town, leading to a warning to the public to ensure that they're properly secured. Meanwhile, a youth has been questioned in relation to a number of people who've had their cars broken into in Carndonagh while they were attending Mass. Katie Gallagher has more.
Between 7 p.m. on Monday, October 27th and midday the following day, an unlocked car was entered at a property in the area of Rossmore, Drumroosk West, Donegal Town. A black Pull&Bear wallet containing a bank card, a driving licence and a small amount of cash was stolen. Between 11 p.m. on Wednesday last and 11 a.m. the following morning, an unlocked van was entered in the area of Drumlonagher and a substantial amount of cash was stolen from it. Anyone with information or who noticed any suspicious activity in these areas is asked to contact Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 071 98 58 530. Meanwhile, Gardaí in Carndonagh recently dealt with two similar type of incidents involving unlocked parked vehicles being entered and having items stolen from them while drivers were attending Mass. A male youth has been identified and spoken to by Gardaí in connection with these incidents. He will now be dealt with under the juvenile liaison scheme.
An Oireachtas committee has heard frivolous objections, land rezoning and a lack of private funding must urgently be addressed to speed up the construction of new homes. The committee is today hearing from some of the largest home builders and housing groups to discuss how to unlock barriers to delivery. The government has set a target of over 50,000 new homes a year. However, the ESRI says it expects only 35,000 will be completed in 2025. Conor O'Connell from the Construction Industry Federation says the majority of private investors have left the market.
There was a decline in institutional investment from $12 billion in 2022 to $124 million in 2024. And that indicates the significant challenge. The biggest purchaser of apartments at the moment is the state through various mechanisms, including the colleagues to my left here representing the approved housing body sector, the Land Development Agency. By and large, they're the biggest purchasers of apartments in Ireland at the moment.
Donegal recorded the strongest winds, least sunshine and most rain days for the month of October. Met Éireann released the climate statement for last month, which saw the first named storm of the season, which was Storm Amy. The storm brought powerful winds to Malin Head, where the weather station recorded its highest October wind speeds in 65 years. 10-minute average wind speeds reached 111 kilometres per hour, classified as violent storm force. Malin Head also recorded the strongest gust of the month at 148 kilometres per hour. And it was the dullest spot too across Ireland, with 17 days of sunshine, totalling to just over 36 hours. Meanwhile, Finnair Weather Station had the wettest month, with rain falling on 25 days. The Employment Minister says the government can't accelerate the receivership process at Fastways as it is a private company. 300 direct jobs and 100 of indirect jobs have been left in limbo as its parent group entered receivership. It means workers, including those in Letterkenny, can't earn wages and can't claim social welfare during the 30-day receivership process. Frustrated couriers held a protest in Dublin yesterday. Employment Minister Peter Burke says the government is doing what it can.
We will be supporting employees, first of all, in relation to ensure they get support for retraining and upskilling that where they may need, and also to ensure that there are opportunities for them. Obviously, we have to work through with the company in the consultation period. There's a 30-day period now, which is very clearly set out in legislation to try and get a response and get supports to the families. And we'll be working very closely with social protection. Our first thoughts are with the families of all the employees. To get news like that is very devastating. And critically, at this point in time, in the run-up to Christmas, the way it was delivered, it was a shock for so many employees. I'm working very closely with my colleague, Minister Dara Cleary, on the response to it. Well, it is a private company, so we have no power to accelerate the process, but what we'll do is work with social protection to ensure that the families get the key supports. There are supports there for families. There are mechanisms through the Community Welfare Office and other areas in the Department of Social Protection that we're working with Minister Cleary on to try and support the families.
However, a Donegal TD says the workers have been left high and dry just as they're entering what would have been the busiest time of the year. Deputy Charles Ward says families who were depending on a few busy weeks of work will now have nothing, and the Minister and government must do more to support them.
We're in a cost of living crisis here, and right now they've been left, they've been abandoned, and we're asking the government to step in, intervene in this, and for God's sake, look after these families. We're going up to the best of period right now, and they're absolutely being abandoned.
Practically, what do you believe the government can do?
Frankly, I believe that they need to go in hard, go to the creditors, and get this sorted out immediately instead of waiting for a statutory 28 days, which leave these families in a vulnerable position. It's okay saying to them, okay, we're going to get you sorted out after the new year. But there's no guarantee of that. This could drag on for months and months and months. Meanwhile, these people in good faith who have worked for this company are now abandoned.
Gardaí are investigating an early morning break-in at a house in the Glashy Devitt area of Cloughan after a homeowner was woken by the sound of an intruder. The incident occurred shortly before 5 o'clock on Saturday morning when a man was startled by loud bangs at the back door of his home. Moments later, he heard a male voice coming from the kitchen before a vehicle was heard speeding away from the scene. The rear door of the property had been forced open, though nothing was reported stolen. Gardaí are treating the incident as a burglary. Officers are now appealing to anyone who is in the area between 4 and 5:30, particularly motorists with dashcam footage, to contact them as part of the investigation. Councillor Patrick McGowan, who has campaigned for decades to ease chronic traffic congestion in Ballybofeinster-Norder, says the long-awaited bypass will mark a turning point for the Twin Towns. Following a special council briefing, members were told that if all goes to plan, major works under the 10T project should be substantially completed by 2032, with a full sign-off the following year. Councillor McGowan says the bypass will bring major benefits for locals, particularly in terms of air quality. However, he also acknowledges that the change will also bring challenges. He believes that Ballybofey and Stranorder will need to reinvent themselves once the traffic is gone, as the towns prepare for a very different future.
One of the big criteria nationally or internationally and in Europe is not about building new roads because they look to the future, and you know, it's about bypasses. And bypasses are scoring very high because they are thinking, you can see a lot of works going on in the towns now at the moment, traffic calming and cycle lanes and pedestrian crossings, and down the country are even more advanced than us. And people complain how wide the footpaths are getting and narrow the roads are. This is all about giving the towns back to the people, not the drivers. The drivers are going to be like a secondary concern nearly to a certain stage, and that's why the likes of Ballybofeinster has to be bypassed. Yes, you can have people driving from one town to another, and the road is bad and they're narrow and that, and they're slow moving, but at least they are moving. Whereas it comes to towns like Ballybofey, they're stopped. And that brings on another major factor, which is the air monitoring. Like, you can imagine with all them lorries several times a day in cars, all day, 7 days a week, sitting all the pollutant coming out and into that valley around the town, the negative effect that's having on people living in the town.
Voters have been going to the polls in key elections in the US, which are seen as a test of Donald Trump's second term in office. New governors are being chosen in Virginia and New Jersey. Meanwhile, the election of a mayor for New York is being closely watched after President Donald Trump labelled the Democrat candidate as a communist and threatened withdrawing federal funding for the city. UCD Professor Scott Lucas says the campaign for Zoran Mamdani could be actually boosted by the intervention.
Mamdani's people, it's a pretty smart campaign, they have gamed this out. And what they'll do is they'll go to New Yorkers and they'll say, this is exactly what you're facing from the federal government. This is how we're going to respond to it, including making sure that they have the support of the New York State Administration, which is led by a Democrat, Kathy Hochul, because a lot of the funding proposals Mamdani is making do not depend on federal funds as much as they do on state support.
The time is 12 minutes past 5. We'll go to sport after this short break. It's 5:15 here at Highland Radio. Kenny Harkins at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and the Republic of Ireland have been pitted against France, the Netherlands and Poland in the Women's European World Cup qualifiers. Only the winner of Group A2 will qualify automatically for the 2027 tournament in Brazil. However, Ireland are still guaranteed at least a playoff if they don't top the group. Meanwhile, England there in League A along with Iceland, Ukraine and Spain, who they were beaten by in the 2023 final. Wales have matches against the Czech Republic, Albania and Montenegro in League B, while Scotland they have drawn Belgium, Israel and Luxembourg. Meanwhile, Northern Ireland's opponents will be Switzerland, Turkey and Malta. The qualification series will be played across double headers in March, April and June of 2026, with the playoffs held in October. In other news, Dundalk Football Club football club's kit supplier, Player Fit, has begun legal proceedings over an unpaid debt. Kieran Quinn, who owns the company based in Armagh, said that a payment plan for the €130,000 debt hasn't been adhered to. In a statement, Quinn claims the agreement to repay the debt had a bearing on the licence issued to the club by the FAI last year. He adds that the club has failed to make any payments in the last 12 months. Meanwhile, a mural of Trent Alexander-Arnold in Liverpool has been vandalised ahead of the fullback's return to Anfield this evening. His new club, Real Madrid, take on the Reds in the Champions League from 8 o'clock this evening. At the same time, Spurs, they play host to FC Copenhagen. And Arsenal, they're away to Slavia Prague. That one starts shortly at 5:45. In the Championship tonight, there's 8 games down for decision. Birmingham City, they play Millwall. Bristol City are up against Blackburn. Charlton play West Brom. Derby County play Hull. Ipswich Town are up against Watford. Leicester, they play second place Middlesbrough. Oxford are up against Stoke City. And leaders Coventry, they play Sheffield United. There's also 6 ties down for decision in the Northern Ireland League Cup this evening. Ballymena play Newington. Coleraine are up against Armagh. Dungannon Swifts play Mayola. Glentoran play Crusaders. Larne are up against Bangor. And Newry City play Glen Avon. All those games kick off at 7:45. In the Under-17 World Cup in Qatar, the Irish Under-17s, they kick off their group campaign against Panama tomorrow in Al Rayyan. That one starts at 12:30 Irish time. Of course, there's 3 Fun Harps Academy players in the squad: Josh Cullen, Gavin McAteer and Corey Sheridan. Hopefully they'll all get a chance to play in that World Cup. In rugby, Ireland have issued a positive injury update ahead of this weekend's autumn series at home to Japan. Stuart McCluskey came off with a groin issue during Saturday's loss to New Zealand in Chicago, but the centre has been training today. Hooker Ronan Kelleher admits the team were frustrated with the performance at Soldier Field.
Yeah, I think ultimately we have to take the learnings from the game. Obviously, we weren't good enough, particularly defensively, so I think it's just back to the drawing board, really, and it's up to each player individually, just to make sure they're doing the bit of extras, doing whatever that needs to be done to make sure we put our defensive plan in place in the game. I suppose that's kind of what we're going to be looking to do.
Tadhg Byrne will face a disciplinary hearing tonight for the red card he picked up in Saturday's defeat to the All Blacks. His initial yellow card for a tackle on Beauden Barrett was upgraded after a lengthy bunker review. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. A Donegal councillor has warned that the psychological toll of the defective blocks crisis on children demands an urgent national response. Councillor Joy Beard is calling on the Children's Ombudsman to attend a meeting of Donegal County Council's defective concrete block committee to address growing concerns about the impact on young people living in the affected homes. She says new research from Ulster University, which is due to be presented shortly, provides compelling scientific evidence that children caught up in the crisis are experiencing trauma. Councillor Beard insists that the findings cannot be ignored and that concrete measures must be put in place to support families and protect children's well-being.
Remember, our children are living under severe stress as they're watching their parents stressed, trying to figure out how on earth they can get on this scheme, number one, how they can navigate the finances of this scheme, you know, and they're dealing all the while with living in a crumbling home, you know, and there's a lot of children affected, and the research is due to come out now before Christmas, I'm led to believe, and I think that research will be eye-opening. So we have to now think of our young people as well who are living and breathing this as well.
And in terms of the research that's been prepared by Ulster University, we know that Dr. Karen Kirby has done a lot of work on this along with her researchers. You believe that will be reading that Niall Muldoon and his team are going to have to get into. That's research they're going to have to really pay attention to.
Almost definitely. There's no denying it. It is eye-opening, you know. We already knew that our children are struggling mentally, you know, as our parents. But this just confirms that this is peer review research. So there's no denying the effects on our children and their mental state of mind. So that's why he needs to get involved. The Ombudsman for Children need to see this. They need to come up with solutions how to help our young people get through this humanitarian crisis that Donegal and beyond are experiencing.
The Minister for Further Education says there's no further risk to the public after it emerged electrical apprentices may have been cheating on exams. Students allegedly bought exam papers for €50 the night before a test. Compromised exam papers have been replaced and responsibility has been placed with individual colleges instead. Minister James Lawless says the problem only seems to be within the electrical sector.
The reports that I've commissioned, so far the findings tell me that it's not, that it's actually localised primarily around the electrical apprenticeship. But I hope that a signal goes out that if there is any other misbehaviour or impropriety, that that has to desist immediately. And that's why I've asked for criminal sanctions to be investigated. If anybody's leaking a paper the night before an exam, there are offences under the Education Act.
Over 1 million local property tax returns have been filed with revenue commissioners. That's in addition to the 200,000 large-scale multi-property owners who made returns. The deadline is Friday and the number of returns has almost doubled since last Wednesday. One in three students tried vapes and one in six are current users, according to new research. The HSE has launched a new information campaign to tackle the issue and highlight the risks of vaping and nicotine products. Recent findings by Ipsos BNA show exposure to vaping often begins as soon as students enter secondary school. Martina Blake, the HSE National Lead for Tobacco Free Ireland, says it shows parents are unsure on how to navigate the new challenge.
We have a two-pronged approach in terms of this campaign. The first part of this is to try and educate and engage parents and support them to understand the risks of nicotine addiction, vaping and snus use, and to encourage parents to have conversations with their children about this issue and to, you know, access our content that's on our website.
What's been described as a substantial amount of tools have been stolen from a van in Calhame Convoy. Gardaí say between 10 p.m. on Wednesday last and 9 o'clock the following morning, an unlocked van parked at the rear of a house was entered and various Milwaukee tools were taken from it. Gardaí in Ballyshannon are investigating and they're particularly anxious to hear from anyone who comes across Milwaukee tools for sale on a second-hand basis. Almost 400 metres of old water mains have been replaced with new modern pipes in the Grange area of Letterkenny. Ishka Aaron says the upgrade will provide residents with a more secure and reliable water supply. The works carried out under the National Leakage Reduction Programme took place along the L1174 from the Glencar Road Junction to the Fernhill Upper Junction. Taking a look now to the weather for this evening and tonight. It'll be mostly dry and partly cloudy this evening. Mild and cloudy with mist and fog. And it will be mainly dry but with scattered outbreaks of light rain and drizzle developing through tonight with lowest temperatures of 10 to 13 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, we'll have a look back at the main stories today. Almost a week on from a fatal collision that claimed the life of Reverend Sheila Johnson, Gardaí have made a renewed appeal for information. The retired Church of Ireland minister died following the crash outside Glenties on Wednesday afternoon, while her husband, Reverend Canon Stanley Johnston, was hospitalised with non-life-threatening injuries. A man in his 50s has been taken to hospital after he was found unresponsive at a house in Lochinorn, Annagry yesterday. Gardaí say the man's injuries are serious and that all circumstances are being explored. Inquiries are continuing. Police are investigating a suspected hit and run in Dungiven that's claimed the life of a 69-year-old man. Patrick Flanagan from Derry was found seriously injured in the Foreglen Road at around 25 to 2 on Sunday morning. He was taken to hospital but later died from his injuries. Officers believe that he was struck by a vehicle that failed to stop and they're appealing to anyone who was in the area to come forward. And finally, there's been a round of applause from all sides in the Dáil Chamber for Catherine Conley. This afternoon, the House was formally notified that she's been elected as president. That's all for now from the newsroom. We'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, November 4th. The death has taken place of Joe Shields, Patrick J., Dunmore Carrigart, reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning to St John the Baptist Church Carrigart for 11 o'clock funeral mass followed by burial in Carrigart Cemetery. Family time please from 10 p.m. to 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. A shuttle bus will be in operation from the Chapel Car Park in Carrigart from 5 p.m. on both evenings. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Joe Logue Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Jimmy Doherty, Knock a Stollar Bunbeg, originally from Carrickachill Ranafast. His remains will repose at his home in Knock a Stollar until rosary this evening at 8 o'clock and again tomorrow from 11 o'clock until rosary at 8 p.m. House private pleas on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass on Thursday in St Mary Star of the Sea Church, Annagry at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the new graveyard, Annagry. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the Annagry Parish webcam. The death has taken place of Hugh Sullivan Caro Trasna Greencastle. Hugh's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by interment in Ballybrack Cemetery. Family time from 9 p.m. each night. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.